I'm under a lot of pressure. Please excuse me. Usually people walk out when I get up to speak. And there's still a big oilum here. So, before, just a hakdama, a short hakdama. In my life, Baruch Hashem, I'm very makatova. Kadosh Baruch Hu always sent us the right apartment and the right address and the right place to live for that particular stage in life. I'm not going to go through it now. It was just uncanny how every place was perfect for us at that tekufa. The shul had people stepping up, leading the shul. I'm talking now of the more distant past, whether it's Benji Qualwasser, Ari Rosenstein, Ito, Stephen Glanz, Zvi Gurman. These are people, it's like in the more distant past, and maybe some of you don't even know that past. It was always the right person at the right time. And we have to be very makatov to Kadosh Baruch Hu that the shul has come to where it is because of that. But I want to give a special thank you to Rabbi Lazar Brot, who did the research in when this chaver thing is appropriate and when not. Because Aryeh did not secretly go through Rabbi Hanan's programs, which it used to be. It used to be, but we did the research, and it's extremely appropriate and called for. As you see what it says, that is what it has now become in the last 100-150 years. But then I asked Rabbi Eliezer Brot for a nusach, and he did a lot of research. I appreciate it. And then he said, there is no nusach. It's like a haskama to a sefer. You make up your own words. So I have to thank Mrs. Weider for the Hebrew. And any mistakes there, it's a made-up nusach. So any, you don't have to put it up. Just erase it if it's like really bad Hebrew. When we planned the Malava Malka, I, of course, what's called the elephant in the room is that it's a Sora B'Tavis. And we're having music, and we're laughing, and it's a chevra. So of course it's a technical Suda Smitzvah because it's Malava Malka. But it had to be tonight. It wouldn't have worked, and it wouldn't have worked before tonight, and after tonight it would have been pushed it off too long, and we had to get word of that. We had to get rid of that word interim as quickly as possible. So I was thinking, you know, something fitting, a tikkun for what happened on Asara B'Teves. Every person has she'ifos. Every person has aspirations, ambitions, goals in life. Some are begolui, some are very clear, out in the open, and some are hidden. You know, this is what I want to accomplish, this is what I want to do, and nobody really knows about it, maybe not even the spouse. This is what I want to... Every person has that, and that's what makes the person get up in the morning, and that's what keeps the person going. That's the engine, that's the fuel. I want to accomplish, I want to do, I want to fulfill my aspirations, my ambitions, my goals. To some of us, to some people, it's gashmius, my career. I want to have a nice house, I want to be successful in my career, in my business, I want to have money, be able to afford what I want. And to some people, it's ruchnius. I want to finish Shas, I want to feel close to Hashem, I want to do Chesed, I want to be able to daven well, I want to get into Olam Haba, Gan Eden. Dovid HaMelech, really, the quintessential Ruchniyustika aspiration, which is Achashual Dimeis Hashem, Osa Avakesh, Shivti Beveis Hashem, but that's still not the goal. The goal is Lachzos Benoam Hashem, which means you don't see Hashem, it means to understand. To understand Noam Hashem, that's the Riyas HaSeichel, to know Hashem, to feel close to Hashem, to know Hashem. Ulevaker Behecholo is just to hang around, you know, to be around, to feel that Hashem is next to you. So that's, but the point I'm making is that a person, every person has she'ifos, that's what gets a person going. And that really defines a person. Like, who am I? What do I represent? What do I stand for? Who am I? What am I doing in this world? That's my she'ifos. You look at your ambitions and your goals and what you want to accomplish. That defines your essential character. Not only does it define your essential character, but Chayus Halvavos says, and the Avigdor Miller Zatzal expands upon that, that if your she'ifa is real, you really, really want that. I really want to build a Beis HaMikdash. I really want to support Torah. I just don't have the money to do that as much as I'd like to. I'm not able to build a Beis HaMikdash. I'm not able to bring karbonos. I'm not able to finish Shas, perhaps. I'm not able to learn more than 5 hours a day, perhaps. But I want to. Not only does the she'ifa define who you are, but you actually get schar, Chavis Olov says. Because to accomplish the goal is always Biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what you get schar for, and we're talking about not, oh, I wish, you know, I wish I would never miss a minyan, I wish I would finish Shas. We're talking about a game plan, a real ratzon, a real she'ifa. And not only does it define you, but according to Chavis Olov, you get that you get your schar for that, because the realization of the goal is not really biyodeinu, it's biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to tell you a Shem Shmuel in Parshas Noach. The Shem Shmuel asks a question, lo nechtan gzardinam elal hagezel, right? But there's so many averus chamuros they did, gerayish, because the whole gamut of averus chamuros. How could it be that Gezel is what made the final psak din? So listen to what he says. It's a tremendous piece. It's in Bereishis, it's in Parshas Noach. He says that a person is ruchniyustik, a lifeline. He says, just like Chavis Halvavus says, he actually calls to Chavis Halvavus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the gift of hunger, so that, or else a person would push it starve to death, because we'd be so busy doing whatever we're doing that like we would just faint and collapse one day, because the hunger is the message from Hashem through the mechanism of our bodies and our brains, that we're hungry or we're cold or we're in pain. He says Ruchnius also has those messages, and Hashem prods us and reminds us, and our souls are hungry or thirsty for Ruchnius, to be close to Hashem, and those are our Ruchnius de Kashifos. And we get messages from Shemayim, he brings on Gemaras, and we are inspired, whether it's every day or a few times a day, during davening, b'chol yom v'yom, bas kol yosef mehar chorev, and the messages are there. But when you steal, he says, when you steal, you're taking someone else's aspirations, someone else's ambitions, someone else's realization of their goals, and you're grabbing it. And you're grabbing it, you're taking it for yourself. The midah keneged midah punishment is that lifeline is cut. You lose your aspiration for ruchnius. You lose your aspiration to grow and to be close to Hashem. That hunger, the equivalent of the physical hunger, and the ruchniyustika hunger that every person feels and has those ambitions to be close to Hashem, to in ruchniyus, it's cut. He says, you can do the worst averus in the world, but if you always have that line of inspiration, you're always ready to be makabel inspiration, you can always do tshuva, it's always, the possibility is there. But when you steal, he says, and you cut off, you take away someone else's goals, and you grab it for yourself, you're too lazy, and you don't want to have your own, you'll just take what the other guy did, and you take it for yourself. The midah keneged midah is that lifeline is cut, he says, and then there's no hope for you anymore. He says, there's always hope, you can rebuild it on your own, but it's very, very difficult to go reconstruct your own lifeline of aspirations of she'ifos. On Aseret B'Teves, I talked last Shabbos about potential and actual potential. Potential is, I could learn, I could learn how to bowl. Just to pick a Gashmiistic example. Right now I don't know how to bowl, but I could learn how to. That's potential. When I learn how to bowl and I'm an expert at it, so right now I have the potential to go bowl 100? What's the 300? Okay, sorry. 300. So that's actual potential. I'm not in the bowling alley now. I'm not playing, but I have the potential to bowl 300. That I can go learn how to do it, that's potential. The Svarim say, on Asara B'teves, the Churban became actual potential. Till then it was, if you keep doing this, and if that, is going to be a Churban. They were already on the Shvil, leading to Churban. The potential was actualized. Now, it's going to lead to Churban. Rachmana Litzlan, and it did. And that's what happened on Asara B'teves. The realization, the potential becoming actual potential, lara, for Churban. So tonight, there's no greater, a very powerful lifeline to a she'ifa for ruchnius, to actualize potential, is a tzibur. As Ido spoke about, Dr. Kala spoke about, Reb Meir Arnold spoke about, the tzibur is, it's not easy, but it's so broad, and there's so many things to do, because every tzibur is a microcosm of Klal Yisrael, the Maral says in so many places. So the tzibur, and we have she'ifos, we have the shul, as a tzibur has she'ifos. You got to come to the owner when we talk about it in a very theoretical way. But we have the mission statement, and we have she'ifos. So the best lifeline to she'ifos is to be part of this tzibur. So, yes, Asara B'teves, which was the potential churban becoming actual potential, now it's set. Now it just has to unfold, and it has to happen, and it has to lead to the churban. And maybe there's places along the way where they could have stopped it, but it's so much harder to stop it once it's the coiled spring already, and it's just the question of actualization of the potential. So tonight, when the interim becomes real, actual, but it's only potential still. What's going to good if we all go home and we say, oh, it's a nice mother, you've gone a little too long, but okay. It was so beautiful and I'm so inspired, and we wake up the next morning and, you know. So tonight, Dr. Kallis, Ido, Reb Meir, really hit us with maybe tonight is the night when the potential becomes real. The committees are formed, the committees are there, they're ready to roll. Now we just have to actualize the actual potential that's there, maybe in this small way, and maybe it's not so small. It's a tikkun for the Gzar Din that happened in Asara B'teves. B'tvach to all of you, and Chodesh Tov, we said Kiddush Levana tonight, and V'hinoam, Moshe Shabbos, what better bracha could there be than V'hinoam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, Masa Yudeinu Konanu Aleinu, Masa Yudeinu Konanu. Yeah, my love, yeah.